I know a pretty, lovely, pleasant garden where many children go. They wear golden coats and gather nice apples, pears, cherries, and plums from under the tree. They sing, jump, and are merry. They also have pretty little horses with golden bridles and silver saddles. I asked the owner of the garden, "Whose children are these?" He said, "These are the children who like to pray, study, and be pious."
Then Martin said,
"My dear sir, I also have a son. His name is Johann. Might he not come into this garden too, so that he might also eat such lovely apples and pears, ride such fine horses, and play with these children?"
Martin went on to tell his son in that letter that
all who come will also get whistles and drums, lutes, and all kinds of stringed instruments. They will also dance and shoot with small crossbows. Then the owner showed Martin a lovely lawn, all ready for dancing, where golden whistles and drums and fine silver crossbows hung. But it was still early, so the children had not eaten yet. Martin said to the owner, "Ah, dear sir, I must hurry off and write all this to my dear son Johann, so that he will be sure to study diligently, pray well, and be pious, so that he too may come into this garden." The owner said to him, "Yes, he may also enter this garden. Now, go and write him thus."
Johann did not have to look at the letter any longer. He knew from memory what was written in the text. His voice was soft and gentle as he spoke his father's words.
"My dear son, make sure to study God's word and pray. Witness to all that cross your path, so that they may study and pray too. That way, all will get into the garden together. May you herewith commend to God your dear father, Martinus Luther."
Johann respectfully refolded and gently put the document back into the pouch and safely tucked it into his shirt. Then Johann took the bread and broke it into pieces and shared it with all of them, including the driver of the coach. He said a small prayer.
"Our precious Heavenly Father, we know to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. I have held many things in my hands, and I have lost them all. But whatever I have placed in God's hands, that I still possess. I know whatever your heart clings to and confides in, that is really your God. Now bless us this day. Amen."
Johann told them that the bread represented the breaking of Jesus' body at the cross, and his blood was shed in our behalf.
"He bore our sins, and through his sacrifice, we have complete redemption and total deliverance from the works of Satan."
Then again, after a small prayer, he took the cup and shared it amongst them, saying,
"This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me."
Peter Lee was not too sure about any meal that didn't make him full, but he did understand the special meaning of what the man and lady had shared with them. He felt the holiness of the moment. Johann finished, saying,
"As new Christians in Christ Jesus, we realize our freedom had been bought and paid for. We are forgiven of our sins. We are redeemed. And we give thanks for all things in the name of Jesus."
Knaus asked the question,
"How can you have such faith in someone you cannot see,
Johann answered him, saying,
"Faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace, so sure and certain that a man could stake his life on it 1,000 times. I know not the way God leads me, but well do I know my guide."
He went on further to answer him,
"The Bible is alive. It speaks to me. It has feet, and it runs after me. It has hands, and it lays hold of me. For he is the man to whom all applies every bit of it. If you want to interpret it well and confidently, set Christ before you. Ask Him to open your eyes to see His will for you.